I did not get that name. If you would just repeat it.
Audrey from Chicago.
Good morning, Miss Audrey from Chicago. And again, we want to welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. And we are going to go on and get this call started. Our scripture comes from Psalms 88, verse 13. And when you get some opportunity and some time this morning, I would say that you go in and read that. But it talks about early in the morning, oh, Lord, we lift up our prayer unto you. And when our prayer come unto the Lord early in the morning, we can also agree that in obedience to that, he will look up and he will give us the answers that we desire. And that is the mandate on this call this morning on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts. In her absence, I am Joycelyn Henderson from Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side of town, along with Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas this morning. Our whole goal is to enrich, empower, and enhance those of you that are on this call this morning, early in the morning, that you've come to be obedient to the call of God. And we just honor the Lord for you being on this call this morning. We're going to have Miss Kathy from Atlanta this morning to come and give us our opening prayer. We're going to go right into this call this morning. Miss Kathy, the floor is yours.
Dr. J, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you loud and clear. If you just speak up just a little bit.
All right, all right. We're ready to go to the throne room. Thank God for this call this morning, the Master's Call. And so as we come together, let's just go to our Father now. Father, as we come before you now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you. We bless you, for this is indeed the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, that you kept us as we slept through the night and caused us to wake up to see the dawning of a new day. And we give you praise today. We give you honor. Thank you that you've given us the activity of our limbs today. We're able to get up and we're able to move, and thank God that we feel great in our bodies today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you've been our keeper. You kept us through the night. You allowed your angels to encamp round about us as we slept. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as we arise today, we come in to sup with you and to commune with you and worship and praise you and hear a word from you this morning. Thank you for all that have gathered here on the Master's Call. We bless and honor you, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you would forgive us if we've done anything to displease you in any way, Lord God. Cover us with the blood of Jesus and fill us up, oh God, with your Holy Spirit, we pray. We thank you, Lord God. We bring our thoughts in line with your thoughts. We thank you, Lord God, that we can bring our desires in line with your desires and our will in line with your will, God. We ask, Lord God, this day that you would put a guard around our mouth, Lord God, that we say no more or no less than what you have us say in the name of Jesus. Keep us, Lord God, in the path that you would lead us today in the name of Jesus, and show us, oh, God, Satan's tactics in advance, Lord God, that we might be watchful and we might be vigilant today. We might be sober today, God, as we start this day. We thank you, Lord God, that our eyes are open to see what you have us see and to guard, hallelujah, what you've given unto us and what we are to have in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that we acknowledge that we have the whole armor of God today. We bless you, Lord God, that every thought, Lord God, that we would have today, that it would come in line, Lord God, with your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that any thoughts that the enemy will try to put in our mind, that we reject it now in the name of Jesus, and it will bounce off the helmet of salvation in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that our memory, heal every memory, God, that will hold us back from being all that you want us to be. We bless you for the breastplate of righteousness this day. We thank you, Lord God, that our loins are girded with truth this day and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you, Lord God, that we take on the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith this day, oh God. And we ask you, Lord God, as we prepare for the messages shall come forth this day, Lord God. We ask that you will bless our speaker. Oh, God, we thank you for the anointing that rests upon her life, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, that you would clear the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we come against any diabolical attack of the enemy. We say that you will not prosper here. Thank you, Lord God, that no hindrances will take place on this call. But we bless you, Lord God, for clear frequency. The airways will be clear. Thank you, Lord God, that her voice will be strong, and we shall hear what you have put in her spirit this day. We thank you for the anointing, hallelujah, that rests upon this call today. And we thank you for the word that shall come forth and fall on good ground in our hearts today. Stir us up, oh God. We thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord God, for the Des De Leon family, Lord God, that have brought all of us together in the family of artists, Lord God. We ask that you continue to bless that family. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to bless our company. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you know who needs to be in control and in authority over this company. And we thank you that you placed the Des De Leon family there. We thank you for the right people lined up alongside them to help them. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the visionaries of this call, the master's call. We bless you, Lord God, that we have come together. We thank you for Dr. J. We thank you, Lord God, for her sitting in. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Vanessa. And, oh God, we thank you for Dr. PK. We bless them, Lord God, today. And we give you glory and honor for all that you're doing in our lives. And we are sitting with great expectation of what you're going to do this day. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Jehovah God. Hallelujah. The one that sits on the throne of our lives. And we are looking with great anticipation, Father, of what you're going to do this day. Our eyes are fixed on you, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' matchless and wonderful name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Dr. J.
Thank you so much for clearing the airways for us and setting the atmosphere to a place that's conducive for the word to come. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for that prayer opening for the call this morning. I just have just a couple of announcements. Just want to just again call your attention to the website, www.themastersmorningcall.com. wordpress.com. Again, the Master's Morning Call. wordpress.com. There you can go and find just a complete archive of the different messages that have been taught, and I truly believe that you would find a tremendous feast on that website. And we would just be honored if you would send us over emails with your prayer requests, because that's our whole goal, is to pray and to bombard heaven. And that email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. I want to just call your attention also that those of us that are part of Artists International, this company that has brought so many of us together, we would just ask that you would go into your back office. That way, any announcements, any Super Saturdays, Super Sundays, all of that information, along with the ATC trainings, it is listed there for you. And I challenge you, if you're a part of Artists International, that you would take time to go into your back office so that you would know how your company is leading and where they're going, and that you would also be going in that same direction with them. I am going to go on and get my very blessed Mother's Day greetings out to every one of you that are on this call this morning that are mothers, and I just honor the Lord for you, and I esteem you very highly. And I also in the gate say that your fruits will bless you this morning, and we give God praise, glory, and honor. I want to now bring to the floor the woman of God that is going to be breaking the word of life and that will minister the word of grace to us this morning. I have known Miss Candy from Chicago just a very short period of time, and this call is the reason that we have come together, and I have heard her pray. I have heard her on this call almost every single morning that I have been on the call, and I am just so honored this morning that I would get the opportunity and the privilege to introduce her to those of you that have never heard her, and to those of you that are the family on this call. I want to say this morning again, get your paper, get you something to write with, get yourself in a place that you will be ready to hear the word of God. Miss Candy, are you on the call this morning? And if you are, if you would come and you would feed us the word from heaven. God bless you this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Henderson. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask if you would, speak up just a little bit louder.
Okay. Can you hear
me? You have
better?
one of those quiet voices, unlike me.
Is that,
God bless you today.
Can
yes,
you hear me
ma'am,
better
it
now?
Is.
Okay. Praise God. Good morning, Master Call family. I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to share with you this morning as the speaker and share with you just what God has put on my heart. And I'm going to talk to you from two perspectives today, the first being what thus said the Lord, the word of God, and the second from my own personal experience as it relates to my topic. When I spoke with Dr. PK last week on Friday after the morning call, she asked me if I would share with the Master's Morning Call listeners what I had talked with her about. And, of course, I said I would. I'd be honored to do that. Little did I know she was going to ask me to do it a week later. But that's okay. This must be the time that God wants me to do it. And I truly honor her and defer to her wishes relative to the ministry of this Master's Morning Call. So having said that, what I want to talk to you about today is faith in the Word of God. We hear people say they have faith, but turn around and say something that's completely contrary to that faith. They make statements that are not faith statements. Then they don't understand why something doesn't happen that they prayed for it to happen, or something goes wrong that is totally unexpected and what seems to be out of the will of what they've prayed for. So I want to start by just making reference to Mark 11 chapter and the 20th through the 24th verse. And it says, "In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering and said unto them, Have faith in God." And another translation to that, and I believe it's from the Amplified, says, "Have the God kind of faith." And that's the kind of faith that speaks into existence this world, the kind of faith that breathed breath into a life of dirt and it became a living body. And on the scripture goes on to say, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says, those things which he says," and I'm going to stop there. We have to remember that what we say, the words that we speak, whether they're positive words or whether they're negative words, they're words that have power, and they're coming out in the atmosphere, and those words we can expect to materialize and manifest in our lives. And so the scripture says, "But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." Now I want to point out that the faith we must have, the mountain moving kind of faith that God that has to be in God's word. I want to elaborate a little bit on that. God is his word, and his word is God. I'm going to say that again. God is his word, and his word is God. People sometimes lose sight of that. And I say that because there are times when people say, "Well, God can do anything." Or they say, "Well, God is sovereign." There is truth in that. But that is not always true. God can do anything that is not, he can do anything that is not in violation of his word. He placed limitations on himself. In Psalms, the 138th chapter and the second verse, it says, "I will worship toward your temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth." And hear this, For you have magnified your word above your name. You have magnified your word above your name. God places his word over his name. And his name is powerful. We know that. The name of Jesus is above every name. But God places his word, which is his name, above that name. And in Matthew 24, verse 35, it says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. And in Psalms, the 89th chapter and 34th verse, it says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. God has placed bounds on himself. He has revealed those bounds so that we could be sure of his will. We don't have to think. We don't have to wish and hope. The principles involved in faith make it so that we have to know God's will. In 1 John, the 5th chapter and the 14th and 15th verse, it says, and it is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And in verse 15, it says, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. This is the confidence that we must have. Be it unto us according to our faith, according to his word, according to his will. They're all the same, family. People say maybe God's will is one way one time, and then his will is another way another time. Well, not according to Malachi 3 and 6. And it says, God does not change. For I am the Lord, I change not. We must put faith in his word. God has limited himself by his word. We must have faith. So what do we mean by faith? What does that mean? Well, perhaps it means different things to different people, and I believe that it does. So let's go to the word to see how God defines faith. First, in Hebrew 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Jesus provided for us the example of perfected faith, but it is also important to understand that faith does not end with Jesus. He provided for us to be able to walk in it. The Bible contains numerous examples of individuals who internalized and actualized a strong, mountain-moving faith in order that God's will be done on earth. The examples that I'm going to give you in the next few minutes are three important key faith factors or faith keys. The first one is, faith is supported and sustained by the word of God. If we think about Moses, he was able to go before Pharaoh time after time and repeat God's warning because he knew he had heard from God. Moses' faith continued even when it looked as though Pharaoh would never relent. Despite the king's rebellion and refusal to obey, Moses chose to follow what God had told him to do every single time. But because of Moses' faith, the children of Israel were delivered in a mighty way. Faith key number two, faith always obeys the word of God. In verse 7 of the 11th chapter of Hebrew, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Noah believed that the word of God, he believed it, and because of his obedience, not only were he and his household saved, but the salvation and the entire world was enacted through him. Abraham's obedience was equally powerful in bringing God's word to pass. In, again, the 11th chapter of Hebrew and verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place where he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham left where he lived his entire life because God told him to. Before God spoke to him, Abraham didn't even believe in God. He wasn't raised in a godly home. He didn't know anything about the Lord. But when God spoke to him, he obeyed. Because he chose to believe and obey, all the nations of the world have been blessed. And in Hebrew 11, verse 11, by faith Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was well past childbearing age. By faith Moses crossed the Red Sea with the Israelites, and by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. Moses, Noah, Abraham, and others were people of action. This is a godly trait. James, the first chapter, verses 22 through 25, explains that having faith dictates that we must be not only hearers of the word, but doers also. James warns the person who is a hearer only, saying, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. This scripture also promises the doer that he will be blessed in what he does. Faith key number three, faith trusts God, even in the face of death. Hallelujah. Daniel, the third chapter, verses 10 through 26, relays the story of the three young Jewish exiles, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to worship the king of Babylon's gold statue or to serve any of his gods. When the king threatened to throw the men into the fiery furnace as punishment for the disobedience and obeying his decrees, their response was firm in faith. If this is the case, they said, and you do throw us in, O God, O King, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if you do not throw us in, they said, let it be known to you, O King, hallelujah, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. And all of you know the story. The three men were bound and thrown into the fiery furnace, which had been heated up seven times hotter than normal. And to the king's amazement, the three men were not consumed by fire. Instead, unbound and unharmed, they walked around in the flames and were joined by a fourth person whom the king said, it looks like the Son of God. Now, this is the Old Testament, and Jesus hadn't come yet. So the king saw what he described as the Son of God. Hallelujah. And my Master's Call family, I wanted to share with you a little bit of my own personal testimony now. By faith, the cancer that was in my body that showed up on a biopsy when I was in my 20s was gone when the pathologist examined the removed tissue after surgery. I recall when the doctor came into my room after surgery, he said, we don't understand. The pathologist dissected and examined all the tissue that was removed, and there was no cancer cell found whatsoever. And you see, I remember when I was being wheeled up, hallelujah, to the surgery room, I cried out and I said, Lord God, take this cancer away from me. Take it away from me, Lord God. And then when I got that report the next morning from the doctor, I said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And also, by faith, the degenerative, regressive prognosis and eventually death sentence that was given to my son when he was 18 months old because of a rare brain disorder called Sturge-Weber syndrome was reversed. And again, I recall that when the doctors showed me the x-ray from the angiogram that they did, and they said that he would maybe get a little bit better. He was paralyzed from his right side because he had had a stroke, you see. And he He couldn't walk anymore. He couldn't talk anymore. And the doctors did an angiogram because they couldn't figure out. He had been in the hospital for over a week, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. And so finally they decided that they had to do this angiogram, which is a very dangerous procedure in and of itself, to figure out what was going on. And so the x-rays that they came back and showed me showed his brain on the left side, the vessels were all disjointed and broken up and scattered, and on the right side they were very linear and vertical and horizontal in line. And the doctor said that he would regress and regress and eventually expire. That was the term that he used. And I fell down on my knees in that hospital room right there, and I said, "Lord God, I know that I can't barter with you. But, Lord God, if you'll just make my son normal, just make him normal and healthy again, I will serve you for the rest of my life." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to know that God honored my request. My son is alive. He's healthy. He's well and completely normal. And he's 31 years old. Hallelujah. He'll be 32 in August of this year. And again, my family, my faith was restored and enhanced again. By faith, my mother canceled her hospice program after being in it for 2 months after the doctors had sent her home to die. I remember she had asked me to go to the drugstore to get her prescription refilled. This was after the first month, and her prescription was morphine. Went to the drugstore to get it refilled, and what's very, very unusual is that the drugstore didn't have any supply anymore, and they wouldn't have it until the following day. So I went back, and I said, "Mom, you know, the drugstore was out of it." And she said, "Well, okay." So the next day I went back to the drugstore and got the prescription and took it home, and she said to me, she said, "Honey, I don't think I need to take those pills anymore." She said, "I don't have any pain, and I haven't had any pain." Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we went on for another few weeks, and she started eating, started regaining her strength. She wasn't vomiting anymore. And after about a month and a couple of weeks, we decided to take her back to the doctor. And they did another x-ray, and the x-ray that was previously shown had a tumor in her stomach that was as big as my fist, black, pussy, ugly. And the x-ray that we did after we took her back, after she had been on hospice for a month and a half, was clean, nothing you could see. And the doctor looked at us and said, "It looks like your God has answered your prayer." My mother lived for 11 years after that without medication, without pain, without any kind of intervention whatsoever. She went where she wanted to go, doing what she wanted to do, eating what she wanted to do, and wearing her high heel shoes. She was 93 years old when she decided to give up the ghost, and she went on to be with the Lord. She said, "I think what God has for me to do here is finished." So what I'm saying to you, my Master's Call family, we must have mountain-moving faith, faith in God's word. If we want to see mountain-moving things happen in our lives, we have to have mountain-moving faith, and we cannot waver in our relentlessness and our belief in His word. When we pray, we have to have faith. James 1 and the 6th verse says, in the second part of that, it says, "But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed." Many of us think that we could not attain to a level of faith that would enable us to obey God at all costs and even choose death over life. Others of us have had experiences with such tremendous pain in our lives that our faith has been shattered, and we don't believe that we can ever be recovered. But I want to encourage you, God has not left us alone to do what is humanly impossible. He sent us His Son, in whose perfect faith, His faith is perfected and has helped our faith so that our faith can be completed. He sent us the Holy Spirit, our counselor, who abides in us forever and applies the truth of God to our hearts. And he sent us direction through his word. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As we listen to God's word, it brings us power. As we speak God's word, its purpose is fulfilled in us. Our faith grows bolder, and our trust in God becomes stronger than any circumstance or fear. Our faith becomes our shield, protecting us from the fiery darts of the wicked one and anything that comes against us, even death. Mountain-moving faith comes by hearing the word of God, believing what he says, and acting upon his principles and commands. When we declare his word aloud, it speaks to us and communicates God's intentions. It consoles us when we are discouraged. It strengthens us when we are weak. It corrects us when we have made a mistake, and it applauds us when we have triumphed. Faith that moves mountain and produces God's plans on earth does not approach situations in a half-hearted manner. Mountain-moving faith is proactive. It does not waver or dwell in uncertainty. In Romans, the 14th chapter and the 23rd verse, it warns us that the person who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Faith propels us toward God in anticipation of sweet communion with him and in confidence in his willingness to provide what we need. Faith is the key that unlocks every spiritual promise of God. Faith is grounded in the belief that God is. God is his word, and the word is God. Back to you, Dr. Henderson.
God bless you this morning for the word of God. Miss Candy, preacher, has preached on this phone this morning. Mountain moving faith according to the word of God. And we just are honored this morning for those three faith keys. Faith is supported and sustained by the word of God. Faith always obeys the word of God. And faith trusts God in the face of death. We honor the Lord for you this morning. At this time, we're going to go on and call Miss Amber from Chicago, if you would come and seal this word with a word of prayer this morning. God bless you, dear.
Can you hear me, Dr. Georgeland?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
Amen, amen. We thank God for the word of God. And Sister Minister Candy bringing that word, because it is faith in God's word that sustain us and do everything. So, Heavenly Father, we bless you and we honor you, Daddy, on this day that you have made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. God, we counted, Father God, all joy, Father God. We counted a privilege for another day, Father God, that you have allowed us to see, God, and your purpose, plan, destiny, and assignment that we have to do unto you, God. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, according to your word, because it's in Mark 11. It did say, have faith in God and moving that mountain and be thou cast into the sea and not doubting. God, you said, whatever we do, believing, it shall be so. So, God, we thank you that our faith is in you, Lord Jesus. Our faith, Father God, for healing. Our faith for deliverance. Our faith for salvation, God. Our faith for finances, God. God, it's all according to our faith. Be it unto us. So, God, I decree and declare, Father God, for each and every one on this phone, God, be it according to their faith. Whatever the need is, Father God, you shall supply all the needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. God, we bind and destroy every snare, every trap, pit, plan, and maneuver of the enemy that try to hinder, stop, and block in the name of Jesus. We sabotage and annihilate, Father God, every diabolical assignment, God. We dismantle and veto, Father God, anything of the enemy. We come against every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness and high places, every ruler of darkness in this present age. You have given us the keys and authority, Father God, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. God, we thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, for Dr. PK and Brother Elijah. God, we decree and declare long life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare they shall live and not die, Father God. They shall not leave here before their time is up in Jesus' name. When you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, that's when they will transition. When they say, Father, we're ready to give up the ghost. God, we thank you for every anointed, appointed, apostolic, and prophetic word that went forth on this week. Father God, it did not fall on, Father God, bad ground, but it fell on good ground. And let it, Father God, germinate and produce and manifest all that it needs to do in each and every one of us. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy on today and the rear guard behind us. We thank you for your blood covering. Father God, we thank you for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We cover them and bless them and strengthen them, Father God, as never before in Jesus' name. We pray for all the meetings that will go forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Traveling mercy, Father God, let it be anointed. Father God, somebody needs salvation. Let salvation come. Lord, we're marketplace ministers, Father God, so we bless you for that. Bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Joycelyn, Father God, as they cover the call. Bless the prayer warriors, Lord. And even as we transition, Father God, to take more prayer requests, we thank you for the testimonies that has been passed, because we do not pray earthbound prayers, but we pray according to the word and according to faith, and it shall come to pass at your appointed time. God, we bless you, we honor you, and we love on you, Father, in Jesus' name, by the Holy Ghost. Amen, and it is so.
Yes, it is so. I agree. It's so this morning. Be it unto us, O Lord, according to our faith. Sister Amber, we bless the Lord for you with that closing prayer this morning. And I just want to say I just honor the Lord for every one of you on this call this morning. I'm going to be now turning the call back over to you. Pastor Vanessa, I honor the Lord for being able this morning to be alongside of you hosting this Master's call, and we just honor the Lord for each and every one of you on the line. I know the day is Friday, so we will be staying back to take prayer requests, and for those of you that need to be released off the call, God bless you again. Very blessed Mother's Day to all of you that are mothers. Now the call is back into your hand, Pastor Vanessa.
You did an awesome job. We thank God for Dr. J today. She stepped up to the plate, and I just want you to know we so appreciate the God in you, love and esteem your willingness to stand in the gap during Dr. PK's sabbatical. But I wanted to say you did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And as always, Minister Amber, sealing it in the word of prayer, and Minister Candy, what a profound word on faith. We so appreciate you, as well as Minister Kathy opening us up. We always, and on Friday, on Friday we do take prayer requests, and so we're asking any of you all who do have a prayer request, as we continue to have the joy, the honor, the privilege to stand in the gap and pray for you. Definitely want to extend a happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers in the natural and in the spirit over this weekend, that you be blessed and highly favored of the Lord this weekend. So if you have a prayer request, just hit star 6 and it'll put you in queue, and we'll take your prayer request right now. Or even if it's a praise report, we'll take that also. But again, a phenomenal call today. I tell you, just excited about what God is doing in us and through us. Miss Marie Preston from the north side of town, the floor is yours.
Yes, good morning, and I want to say happy Mother's Day to all our ladies on the phone, all our sisters in Christ, and to Dr. Jocelyn. You did an excellent job again. I want to say it's like she's been on, we know she's been listening every morning, but she surely knows exactly what to do. So we honor you and thank God for you and wishing you a special happy Mother's Day. And to all our speakers today, it was I mean, we can't say enough, but we thank God and honor you for all of you and then for the word and the testimony. Thank God. I want to say I want y'all to say a special prayer for my nephew who had surgery. His name is Reginald Green. And I want you to pray for my father, Clarence Preston, my baby, and for my mother, Pearly May. On her Mother's Day, we're going to have dinner, me and my sisters and brothers with her. So we want y'all to lift her up in prayer. Yes.
Amen. We've got Reginald Green, your, I'm sorry, you have Reginald Green, your nephew. We had prayed for the blood transfusion, so he did have the surgery. And
yes.
Then we're praying for your parents, Clarence and Pearly May Preston, that especially your mom, have a blessed Mother's Day weekend. Thank you so much, and we will take those things to prayer. Next, Godmother, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. That faith that moved mountains, that was an awesome God kind of faith. That was awesome.
Amen.
That was so awesome. And God, that was good. What else can you say? I mean, that it just brought back things you know and you forget. You know,
yep.
We already know everything she said, we already know. But we let doubt and fear slip in and we move a different direction. But I'm thankful that I was brought back this morning. I'm thankful that I woke up this morning. I wasn't in heaven and I wasn't in hell. So
amen.
So I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. And I want to ask that everybody would pray for the family of Artists International. And when I mean family, I don't mean just the Dez Deleon. I mean for the complete artist family. Our family are going through changes now. And I believe God has this company covered with the blood. I just believe that.
Amen.
So
amen.
Dr. J put me back on my faith this morning. So I'm standing on that. And I won't turn, I won't bend, and I won't give. So I'm just praying that, asking that everybody would pray for Artists International.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Godmother. That is so apropos that we pray for the entire artist family. It is a God-ordained company. And when it's God-ordained, the enemy comes out, and we have to do our part, which is to cover it in prayer. So thank you so much for that prayer request, and we will definitely commit that to prayer. Sister Willa, the floor is yours.
Thank you. My God, Candy, that was a beautiful message, and I am a living witness to what Candy is saying. Her son and my son are best friends. Her son is an amazing young man today, and I was there to witness her mother live those lives after the diagnosis, live those years after the diagnosis. I mean, everything she said is true. So praise God for you, Candy, for sharing that message. Oh, my God. All right, so my prayer request is my daughter is in D.C. now, Washington, D.C., on a job interview. The job interview is this morning at 9 o'clock Eastern time, and I just want you to agree with us in prayer for God's will in the interview, that if it's her will that she gets this job, that she is there with at the right place, at the right time, with the right information, right understanding, and I pray for her safety and protection.
What is your daughter's first name again?
Macy, M-A-C as in Charles, I.
All righty, we're praying for Willa's daughter, Macy, which has a 9 a.m. interview in D.C., for the will of the Lord to be done in her life and for safety during her time there. Miss Rushi from Atlanta, you are up.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I would like to wish each and every one, first of all, I want to thank Mrs. Candy for the word that she prayed this morning and for the word that she blessed us with. And also with the one that did the prayer. I want to thank God for allowing me to wake up this morning and start me on my way. I have a private question for my my sister in Albany. She's in the hospital. She ate something that she shouldn't, and her blood pressure is uncontrollable. So that they told me yesterday, they called me and gave me the news. So I, you know that I worked them with the product that I've been trying to get them on. So hopefully this Mother's Day, the gift that I have for her, that she would want to use it as I've been trying to get them to get on Artist product. But they always say, I'm not a doctor, but I'm the one that God has put in their life to show them that all doctors don't come through medical. It comes through a nutrition. And I want to thank God for all of our artist family. As Mrs. Godmother said, to pray for the whole artist family, including the Young family. I lift each, every one of you all up in prayer for this Mother's Day, men, and everyone. So continue to bless and tell Mrs. CK that you know I love her and her husband as well. Thank you.
What is your sister's first name, Rushi?
Her name is Meryl Walker.
Meryl?
Mary, M-A-R-Y, like Mary in the Bible.
Okay, Mary Walker. Thank you so much. And we're praying for your sister, Mary in Albany, for her blood pressure to come under control and for total healing in her body as we continue to lift up the entire army. Amen. All right, are there any more prayer requests before we ask Dr. Henderson to close and cover our prayer requests? Again, we have four this morning. For Marie, praying for her nephew, Reginald Green, who had had surgery, and for her parents, especially her mom, Ms. Pearlie May, on this Mother's Day weekend. And Dorothy, truly a heartfelt prayer for us to pray for the entire artist family. And Willa, for her daughter, Macy, for favor of God, for her 9 o'clock a.m. interview today in D.C., and the safety and the will of the Lord to be done in this interview. And for Rushi, her sister, Mary, in Albany, for her blood pressure to come under control and the right numbers, and just for complete healing in her body. And she also lifts up the entire artist family. Okay, I see a 708-214. You're up.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Evangelist Gwen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Evangelist. How are you today?
I am blessed, blessed, blessed. Good morning and happy, happy Mother's Day to everyone on the call. God bless you all. What a powerful, enriching call this morning. It has truly blessed my soul. And I am thanking God and just looking forward to an awesome weekend. And I have a prayer request. I really have two prayer requests that I want you all to stand in agreement with me on today. My very best friend, Doris, the Dickey family. Doris, she is married now, recently married. Her name is Doris Shu. She will be funeralizing, will be in a home-going service today for her mother. And she has asked a prayer. I would like for you all to pray for the Dickey family, as her mother wrote a letter to this family that will be very hard for her to give over today, and I was standing with her, but this family needs much, much prayer for healing and that this will be an orderly service today. I know God is going to grant our prayer, but if you would stand with me in prayer, and this sister has asked me to sing at this service, and I have not sang in years. I want to... I mean, I do my private devotion before the Lord, but I'm asking for some extra prayer this morning because
right.
I sound like George instead of Gwen this morning. So my voice is 3 decibels low, so I'm asking God to raise me up this morning. So I'll be praying for her as we try to facilitate an outstanding home going that will honor the Lord and bring many souls today.
Amen.
Amen. And then on tomorrow, I'm asking for prayer for the Hope, Mothers of Hope. That is a ministry that a dear friend, if you'll be praying for Darmel Rush. Her name is Darmel Rush. She will be having a luncheon that I will be speaking at for women at risk and homeless risk. All of the proceeds of that program will be going to women at risk. And the enemy would try to upset her domestic situation and some things have happened where she's had to leave her own home while she's helping. Isn't it like the devil, while you helping and doing God's work? Now she has some upsetting things, and during this week, she's had to be displaced in her own home, her and her husband.
Wow.
Going through some battles, and I would be bringing the word, and I want to bring a word of healing and a word to encourage mothers, but we need to be undergirded in much prayer this weekend so that everything will flow into divine order. And, of course, you all know we got two victories, but I gave you all the wrong date. It's not May 31st for our court date, but that we would come up with these monies. This court has, a village has trumped up against us. We have now 51 violations in this building that will cost the church close to $58,000 in order to be able to now pass the village inspection since we won those two court cases. So it's a heavy weekend, and I know heavy prayer will handle it because God is able. So I want to put that out to my artist family while you are praying. And I love you all, and have a God kind of weekend, everybody. Thank you, Pastor PK. Dr. Vanessa, I'm sorry, we're praying for her.
That's okay. Thank you so much, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, who asked us to pray for her best friend, Doris, and the Dickey family today for the homegoing service for Doris's mother, and to pray for the healing and an orderly service for the entire family. We're praying for Evangelist Gwen's voice, her vocal cords to be touched so she can sing like Gwen today and not like Baritone George. And then we're praying for the Mothers of Hope, Dormelle Rush, the founder, where she's speaking at a luncheon tomorrow. And pray for Dormelle with the personal attacks she's had in her own personal life. You know, we've been standing for Evangelist Gwen's church, and Apostle Clifton Turner is the pastor. And so we're believing God for the $58,000 to have to come in to pass all the inspections. Amen and amen. Ms. Henderson in Indiana, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and good morning to the artist family. First of all, I'd like to wish every mother on the line Happy Mother's Day, and every father, too. I would like to thank God and thank the artist family for the prayers that they sent up concerning my son, Joseph. I know I've requested prayer for him several times. And the last time I asked that you pray that that he would get out of the situation that he had come in because he had been falsely accused, and then pray that he would get released from where he is. Well, I'd like to let you know today that those charges were dropped against him. The accuser came up and came forth and said that they were false, so they dropped those charges. So I'd like to thank God for that. And also in the midst of this happening, I was contacted by an attorney, and the attorney is assured me that things do look good for him and that he will be released soon. And also I want to thank God because I didn't have any money for this attorney, but money is coming my way to pay for this, and I know it was through the prayers of the prayer warriors on this call and for all those that prayed for us and held him up.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And I also am requesting prayer for my family. We did have a sudden death in the family, and we'll be utilizing this young man tomorrow. So if you would keep my family in prayer, then the name of the family is Turnley. His name is Ronald Turnley. So if you would pray for that family as well. Thank you.
Amen. You know, I was so excited because I heard you on the other call, the MIC call, give your praise report about your son, and we definitely have been bombarding heaven. And we're just going to lock in agreement with you this morning, Joyce, that your son will be released and that all the finances that are needed to come in for the attorney and everything else will supernaturally come in. And we'll be praying for the Ronald Turley family for his homegoing service. We're going to take one more, and then we're going to just ask the others to email us in, and we'll include that in the list. Sister Virginia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Vanessa, I need y'all, my prayer request, that y'all pray for me. I got asthma and bronchitis real bad. And I got a lot of fluid on my body, and my seats are swollen so bad I can't put no shoes on. So I would like for y'all to just pray for my whole entire body.
You're going to pray for your asthma and bronchitis and just your swollen body, total overhaul, swollen body of God's going to do a healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You have been so faithful on the call each and every day. We consider it an honor, Sister Virginia, to cover you in prayer. Amen and amen. Wow, you all keep coming in this prayer queue. We just need to, I want to be sensitive to that, so let me just take one more, and then I'm going to ask Sister Mallory, if you will email us your prayer request, and we will definitely include it. 678 from Georgia.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. It's G. Renee from Georgia. I would like you guys to continue to pray for my family, the Coward family. And I also have a new prayer request for my daughter, Kaya, again.
Okay.
I prayed for her the other week, and God came through and touched her body, and we haven't had any other issues with that, but I notice when it's time for her to go to school and do any type of performance in school, she always gets, I don't know if it's just nerves or what it is, but she says she doesn't want me to come. And I know it's a trick of the enemy, and I know these are psychological attacks from the enemy. So I just want the believers to just pray for her that she will have peace and that when she has performances and I will come, she will not get nervous, she will not cry, she will be bold in the Lord and do that which we know she's already been anointed to do. So if you could pray for her regarding that, I would appreciate it. And happy Mother's Day for all the mothers.
Amen. Thank you, G. Renee. So we're going to continue to pray for your entire Coward family and to pray for our little six-year-old Kaya, that the peace of God be in her little spirit so that when she has to do performances or anything, that Mommy and everybody else will be welcome to come to the event. And I'm going to go on anyway. Here we go. Come on, Miss Sister Mallory. You're our last prayer request for the morning.
Yes, I would like for you to remember me in prayer. Financially, but also remember my daughter also in prayer.
Okay, to pray for you and your daughter?
Yes.
Pray for you and daughter in prayer. Amen. We got it, and we consider that an honor. And Dr. J, I'm going to ask you to come to the line and close it. And we will call it a awesome day in the Lord today.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
All right. I want to also give a praise report before I go into prayer. I know you saw me in Cuba, didn't know why I was there. All of my family, I'm originally from Alabama, and my youngest brother lives in Tuscaloosa. One of my older daughters live in Prattville, Alabama. One of my younger sisters live in Birmingham, and my mother is still in Jackson, Alabama. And I want to give the praise report that from last week, all of the things that happened in that area did not come near any of our dwellings. And so I just want to bless the Lord and honor him this morning for his faithfulness as well as for his protection. And Father, we want to go to you in prayer. Just because of who you are a God that we can trust in this morning. I want to pray the scripture back to the Lord, and it is coming out of Psalms 84, verse 11, and I truly believe that this will seal the prayer for Ms. Preston this morning, for Ms. Cook, for Ms. Willa, for Ms. Rushi, for Ms. Gwen, for also Ms. Henderson as well as for that Turnley family, as well as for Ms. Virginia G. Renee, as well as for the Mallory family. So all of those prayer requests, we have them in front of us, and we will be standing in the gap for you. That word of the Lord says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. That means he is a protector today. And he is not only that, he is the God that will give us grace. Those things that we don't even deserve. And he will also give us glory. He will also lift our heads up, even in a time of that we need comfort. And then that word says, no good thing will he withhold from you and I if we walk uprightly. So that is the prerequisite as we go in to prayer this morning, that we will walk upright before the Lord. And he has assured us that no good thing. So if it's a good thing, and we know healing is a good thing, finances is a good thing, having unity in families is a good thing, and we know that being able to sing for the Lord is a good thing. We know that having the finances for a son that has been incarcerated incorrectly, we know that all of those things are good things. So, God, we come to you this morning, and we just thank you this morning that you will give us grace and glory this morning. And no good thing will you withhold from us that walk it uprightly. I thank you this morning, Father, for every person that is on this call this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a sun and a shield. Hallelujah. You are our protection. You will give us shade when we need to have it. God, I thank you that you are our encourager this morning. You are our comfort. And you are the God that we can trust. Glory to God this morning. And so we just say thank you. Thank you, thank you for being our God. You are the maker of heaven and earth. Glory to God. And you are the one that we exalt. You are the one that we know that have our back. You are the frontlet on our eyes. You are the one that take us out and brings us back in safely. And God, we bless you today. We have faith in you. Faith to know that you will do everything but fail. I thank you today, Lord God, that you are the one that forgives our sins. You heal all of our diseases. You redeem our life from destruction. And God, I thank you today that you are crowning us with loving kindness and long life. Hallelujah. You are satisfying our mouth with good things. Hallelujah. Our youth is being renewed today. We are mounting up with wings as an eagle. We are running and not getting weary. We are walking and not fainting. Glory to God. You will execute righteousness and judgment, even for the church that's there in Chicago. Thank you today, Lord God, that you are a sun and a shield, and you give us grace and glory. And no good thing, I said again, no good thing will you withhold from us. So we bless you and we give you praise. You are a shield for those of us that walk uprightly and integrity of your word. So I bless you and I give you praise. Thank you for this entire Artist International family, not only just the Diaz de Leon family, but God, we hold them up in high regard because they are the founders of this company. And God, we say bless them again. Give them more vision. Give them more direction. Give them godly counsel. And God, for every one of us that are a part of this company, bless us again. Give us wisdom. Give us godly counsel. And I thank you, Lord God, that it is done according to your word. Let it be this day, even as Mary said, according to your word, Lord God, be it unto us and according to our faith. So we thank you and we give you praise. We thank you that you are strengthening the Roberts family this morning and that you are building them up in the faith of God's word. And God, we even now bless you. We honor you for what you have already done. We honor you for the testimony that Candy had this morning. And we thank you, Lord God, for every testimony that has come through the Master's call line. And we bless you and we give you praise. We bless you. We give you honor, Lord God, because thou art worthy, O King, to receive glory and to receive honor today. And so we say, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man and woman of God on this phone today that will trust in you. So we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you. We give you glory. And we say, get yourself praise out of everything that you have heard on this call this week. And God, we honor you in advance for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. I tell you, we're full of the Holy Ghost today. Again, we speak blessings to you for the weekend to go out and be blessed of the Lord. Again, a heartfelt happy Mother's Day to all our mothers on the line. And as we always say, and Dr. J, again, just thank you for standing alongside me and Dr. PK Stant. You did such a phenomenal job. Just love you in your heart and your spirit for being willing to step up to the plate today. And for each and every one of you who have just been faithful to this call, go out from this call today and be submitted and obedient to the call from the Master on your life and be that minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you here again Monday. Bye-bye.